Lulu's Big Find. Chapter 1. Nothing to do in Kansas. Lulu Storm was lying on the floor in the kitchen while her mom was cooking lunch.
Mom, I'm bored,
Lulu said.
Why don't you go play down by the creek?
Her mom offered.
There's always something to do at the creek, Lulu.
The creek is no fun,
Lulu said.
There's nothing to do or see there.
I loved to play at the creek when I was young,
her mom said.
Look around. I'm sure you can find something interesting to do there.
Lulu's family lived on a big farm in Kansas. Lulu couldn't think of a more boring place than Kansas. In her mind, there was nothing to see or do on their farm.
Come on, Pickles, let's go,
Lulu said as she went out the door. Pickles was Lulu's little dog that followed her everywhere.
Let's go play at the boring creek.
Then Lulu had an idea and smiled.
Maybe we can find a frog,
she told Pickles. Chapter 2. Down by the Creek. Down by the creek, Lulu started to look for frogs. As she was looking, she found something strange under a rock.
What's this?
Lulu said. It was smooth and black with a triangular shape. She showed it to Pickles. He smelled it, but because it wasn't food, he wasn't interested in it.
It doesn't look like a rock,
Lulu said.
I think I'll take it and show it to Dad.
Chapter 3. Sharks. At the lunch table, Lulu took the strange black thing from her pocket and handed it to her dad.
Dad, what is this?
She asked. Her dad took it and looked at it carefully.
I think this just might be a shark's tooth, he said. Where did you get it?
I found it in the sand by the creek,
Lulu said.
Dad, are there sharks in the creek?
Her eyes were opened wide. Her dad laughed at the idea of sharks in the creek.
No, Lulu, but I think my friend Jerry Lucas will be interested in this. He's a paleontologist.
What's that?
Lulu asked. Her father smiled.
A paleontologist is a person who studies fossils and old bones. I think your shark's tooth will interest him.
Lulu was excited about what she had found and couldn't wait to learn more. 2 days later, a car drove up to their house. A tall man got out and walked up to Lulu.
Are you the little lady who found the shark's tooth? He asked.
Yes, sir,
she said.
My name is Mr. Lucas, the man said. I'm a friend of your father's.
Lulu's dad came out to say hello to his friend.
Now, Mr. Lucas said to Lulu, take us to where you found that tooth.
Lulu felt very important. She walked proudly as she led the men to the creek. Pickles walked beside her. He seemed to be proud too.
It was right here,
Lulu said, pointing to a sandy place by the side of the creek. Mr. Lucas bent down to the ground and started digging in the sand. Soon he had found another tooth. Then he dug up a big bone fossil.
Well, young lady, he said smiling, I think you have found a shark skeleton. It's a very nice fossil.
Lulu looked surprised.
But this is Kansas. How can there be sharks here?
A long time ago, Mr. Lucas said, Kansas was at the bottom of the sea. This shark used to swim above your farm.
To think of sharks swimming above her farm was a strange thought for Lulu. Chapter 4. Pickles Find. After learning this, Lulu thought Kansas didn't seem so boring after all.
Let's look for more fossils,
she said. She joined Mr. Lucas in digging in the sand. Pickles wanted in on the fun and started to dig in the sand too. All of a sudden, Pickles started to bark wildly.
What is it, Pickles?
Lulu asked. She looked at the hole he had dug. Then she picked up something from the hole.
Mr. Lucas, what's this? It doesn't look like a rock.
Let me see that, Mr. Lucas said.
He took the thing from Lulu and looked at it very carefully. Then he looked at Lulu and smiled.
This is not a rock, Lulu. It's a fossil. Pickles has found something very interesting, he said. I think I'd better take this to the university to study.
Good job, Pickles,
Lulu said.
You are a good fossil finder.
Mr. Lucas and her father laughed. Suddenly, life had changed for Lulu because she wasn't bored by the creek anymore. She and Pickles went down to the creek every day to look for more shark's teeth. Chapter 5. The Pickle-Lulusaurus. 3 weeks later, Lulu's family got a telephone call from Mr. Lucas. He told Lulu's dad that he wanted to visit them the next day. Mr. Lucas said that it was very important. Then, he said something very strange.
Tell Lulu to wear a dress, Mr. Lucas said, and give Pickles a bath.
Lulu woke up early the next morning. She did as she was told and gave Pickles a bath. After that, she put on a pretty blue dress. Then she and Pickles sat on the front porch to wait for Mr. Lucas to arrive. Soon, she was surprised to see a big white van with a large antenna on top. Lulu jumped up and started shouting,
A TV van! Mom! Dad! It's a TV van!
Mr. and Mrs. Storm came out of the house. They saw a man with a camera and a man with a microphone get out of the van. The man with the microphone went up to Lulu.
Are you the young lady who found the dinosaur bone? He asked.
Dinosaur bone?
Lulu asked.
I thought what I found was a shark bone.
Then Mr. Lucas joined them.
Lulu, he said. The bone that Pickles found is very special. It's from a kind of dinosaur that we've never found before. Now the dinosaur needs a name, and we have decided to call it a Lulusaurus.
Wow,
Lulu said.
A dinosaur named after me? But Pickles found the bone, so his name should be on it too.
Mr. Lucas thought for a few seconds.
You're right, he said. We'll call this new dinosaur a Pickle-Lulusaurus.
Everyone laughed while Pickles barked. Kansas was now the most wonderful place in the world for Lulu.